Lord Jesus, we're so grateful to be in your presence today.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们今天何等的感恩来到你的同在。
We thank you that you've been waiting for us to gather in your name.
我们感谢你，你一直在等着我们奉你的名聚集在一起。
We ask you to have your way from the beginning to the close of our meeting.
我们恳求你从聚会的一开始直到结束，你一直掌权。
As we begin this new year, our greatest desire is to be in your presence.
当我们开始这新的一年，我们极大的渴想就是来到你的同在里。
We pray for every teacher, every student, each of us, gather at your feet.
我们为每一位聚集在这里的老师和同工们来祷告。
Ask you to pour out your spirit upon us.
我们恳求你浇灌下你的圣灵在我们的身上。
Oh, how we need more of you.
Oh, 我们何等的需要更多的你。
Our hearts are grateful for the way you never fail us.
我们的心何等的感恩，你永远不会对我们失信。
And we ask you to go from heart to heart.
我们恳求你来造访每一颗心。
That each of us will sense the glory of the Lord.
让我们每一位都感受到神的荣耀。
Just like you appeared to the disciples when you rose from the dead.
就像你从死里复活以后，你向门徒们显现。
We are your disciples too.
我们也是你的门徒。
And you've told us you're just the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你告诉我们你昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
Oh, speak to us, Lord, and we will come alive.
主，求你对我们说话，我们就活过来了。
We ask it for your glory, Lord, and according to your will. Amen.
使我们为着你的荣耀，照着你的旨意恳求，阿门。
Good morning. This is a very special morning.
早安，这是一个非常特别的早晨。
I don't know if you realize we have Pastor Ruth Guo and Pastor Hong Leon and Pastor Lin and his dear wife and Dr. Chen all together in one place.
我不知道你们有没有注意到，我们有郭牧师和陈医生、林牧师和林师母，还有凤莲牧师，他们都在一起。
That's a wonderful opportunity for us to be gathered together this morning.
所以今天早晨是一个非常特别的机会，我们可以都聚在一起。
I want to ask Pastor Ruth and Pastor Hong Leon.To pray for our time together this morning.
我们想请凤莲牧师和郭牧师为我们今天早上的聚会来祷告。
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你。这是2024年第一次的周一同工聚会。何等大的恩典，我们能聚在一起，主啊，我们心里大大的感恩。不止我们能够有100多人在线上聚在一起，我们还可以有10几个人在实体聚在一起。所以说我们感谢你，赞美你，请你祝福，在一年的开始你就来大大的祝福我们。高牧啊，玛莎牧师，让今天把你的信息从天上带下来，祝我们等候着在你面前享受你给我们所白事的筵席，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。
主，我们感谢你，我们感谢你的同在，我们感谢你一直都在，我们感谢你真的是太美太好了。主，我们谢谢你，今天我们为做新的开始献上感恩。主啊，给我们一个好的开始，就是跟你在一起。主啊， 也祝福我们线上的每一位今天新加入的同工们，都是我们的家，谢谢主啊，我们感恩哦，你太美了，你太好了，我们感谢，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门，
阿门，
阿门。Pastor Lynn is with you, I understand.
阿门，我知道连牧师也跟你们在一起。
We've been praying for a safe trip for him and his wife.
我们为连牧师和连师母祷告了，让他们有一个平安的旅途。
Is he able to pray also for us this morning?
连牧师也可以为我们祷告吗？
Same Jude.
主，我们要感谢赞美。无论我们在不同的地方，但我们的心却是相同，定睛在主你身上。当我们如此专注一起在聚会的时候，我们就安安心心的要来享受主你给我们的这一个聚会。愿主圣灵更大的工作在玛莎牧师的身上，通过他的口将主你的话语分享在我们当中，帮助我们，造就我们。谢谢主耶稣，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Thank you. Welcome.
谢谢，欢迎你们。
Pastor Levi and I would all like to be with you.
赖牧师跟我也盼望能够跟你们在一起。
To begin our meeting today, I have an announcement for you.
在我们聚会开始之前，我有一个报告。
I have been want you to know that every one of you in the leadership class need to re-sign the commitment form and turn it in to your coordinator.
我想让大家知道，在周一同工班里的每一位领袖，你们需要重新的来签委身书，来交给你们的各自的同工。
If you want to stay in the Monday leadership class, you need to sign the form and notify the coordinator in your area, Sister in China, Sister Emma in Taiwan, and Sister Alice in the other parts of the world.
如果你们想在新的一年里继续的留在同工班里，就请再一次的签委身书，然后把签好的委身书交给你们所在地区的同工。台湾的交给 Emma 姐妹，大陆交给姐妹，北美和其他地区交给圣秋姐妹。
There's a time limit. You have to do that before February because your coordinator will give you a new number for the new year.
大家需要在二月份之前签好维生书，因为在二月份我们将要有新的 Zoom 代号。
That new number will get you together with us in February.
所以在二月份开始，我们会使用新的会议号码进入会议。
That goes for each one of you, even though you have been a member for some time. They need a new form signed.
所以每一位都需要重新的签委身书，不管你跟我们在一起多长时间。
I think that's all our business to take care of now.
所以这是我们需要报告的事物。
Let us turn our eyes on Jesus.
让我们来转眼仰望耶稣。
Remember, he's our leader.
要记得他是我们的领袖。
And we bow before him.
我们在他的面前下拜。
Sister Alice is going to sing for us.
我们的圣秋姐妹要为我们唱一首诗歌。
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
你真认识他们， 我主，我的救主，耶稣真神子，你曾见过他们，享受他的恩赐。耶稣真神子，哦，何等美妙，啊，何等美妙！耶稣真神子，我何等爱你，我何等敬你，耶稣真神子，神赐他做赎价，拯救我的灵魂，耶稣真神子，主先使我成义，圣灵充满我心，耶稣真神儿子，啊，的美妙，何等美妙，耶稣真神子，我何等敬你，我何等爱你，耶稣真神儿子，无救他要再临，驾云大有荣耀，耶稣真神子，他来收取珍宝，圣洁珍贵美妙，耶稣真神儿子，何等美妙，何等美妙，耶稣真神子，我何等敬你，我何等爱你，耶稣真神儿子，何等美妙，何等美妙，耶稣真神子，我何等敬你，我何等爱你，耶稣真神儿子，哦，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，是的，何等美妙，何等的美妙，耶稣乃是真神儿子，哦，他为我们来到这个世上， 为我们的罪付上了这个赎罪的代价，为我们流出了宝血。主啊，我们感谢赞美你，你的作为何其的伟大。在这个新的一年开始，主啊，我们说我们要更多的来，哦，主啊，就是要来爱你，要来仰望你，也是更多的要来认识你的自己。哈利路亚，好像主耶稣也讲，哦，认识那差他来的父乃是永生。哦，主啊，我们也是这样，我们就是要来认识你的自己，认识神。哈利路亚。哦，过去我们所认识的可能只有这么的一丁点，算不上什么，因为我们的神是何其的伟大。主啊，我们要更多更多的来认识你，更多的宝贝你的自己。赞美主，求神你向我们更多的显现，更多的启示。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Oh, how we love him. He is the Son of God.
Oh, 我们何等的爱他，他是神的儿子。
Oh, Jesus, you're so precious to us.
Oh, 主耶稣，你对我们何等的宝贵。
I ask you to have your way in our hearts.
我们渴望你在我们的心里面按你自己的意思行。
You are all powerful.
你是全能的神。
Nothing is too hard for you.
对你来说没有什么难成的事。
So we invite you to have your way in our meeting.
所以我们邀请你在我们的聚会中来掌权。
That you are the answer to all our questioning.
你是我们一切问题的答案。
You are among us as our leader.
你在我们中间，你是我们的领袖。
Guide us by your Holy Spirit.
求你以你的圣灵来引导我们。
You are the burden bearer.
你是背负我们一切重担的。
You are all that we need.
你就是我们所需要的一切。
We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise.
我们把荣耀归给你，把尊荣归给你，把赞美归给你。
In your name, Amen.
奉你的名 ，Amen.
I've very much enjoyed reading some of your comments as you studied the book of Genesis.
我非常的享受读一些同工们的新的报告，当你们读过创世纪以后。
Every time we read the Word of God, He gives us a new revelation of Himself.
每一次我们读神的话，他就赐给我们一个新的对他自己的启示。
I shared with our coordinators one part of Genesis was such a blessing to me.
我跟同工们分享，有一部分创世纪的内容非常的祝福了我。
It's a study of Joseph in chapter 40.
这是在四十章关于约瑟的生平。
He's in prison.
当时他在监狱里。
And he had the baker and butler visit him in prison as other prisoners.
当时酒正和膳长在监狱里跟他会面。
But after he...interpreted the vision, he said to the butler, remember me.
当他解梦以后，他对酒正说，求你纪念我。
That goes well with you, show me kindness.
求你对我彰显你的慈爱。
Make mention of me to Pharaoh.
求你在法老面前提说我。
Get me out of this house.
救我脱离这间牢。
That was four times he mentioned me.
他四次提到我。
And verse 15, for indeed I was stolen away, and I have done nothing. They put me in this dungeon.
十五节他说，我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的，我在这里也没有做过什么，叫他们把我下在监里。
Of course, you know what happened. The butler forgot about him.
你知道发生了什么？酒正忘记了他。
He was well off, but he was enjoying his freedom. He forgot all about Joseph.
他在享受法老所赐给他的自由，他完全忘记了约瑟。
In chapter 41, we learn that it was 2 full years later.
在41章，我们看到是过了整整两年以后。
We don't know much about those 2 years. We just know that God was working on Joseph.
我们不知道那两年发生了什么，我们只知道神在那两年里，在约瑟的生命里做工。
And just at the right time, God gave Pharaoh a dream.
之后到了，神就赐给法老一个梦。
I'm in chapter 41, and then verse 16 is what I want to read.
我想读41章第16节。
15 and 16. Pharaoh tells him he had a dream, but I've heard you can understand dreams.
15节。法老对约瑟说，我做了一个梦，没有人能解。我听见人说，你听了梦就能解。
Something happened to Joseph in those 2 years of waiting on God's help.
在约瑟等候神帮助的那两年里，有一些事情发生在约瑟的生命里。
The first thing Joseph says to Pharaoh is, it's not in me.
约瑟回答法老的第一句话说，这不在乎我。
He said, God will give Pharaoh the answer to the dream.
他说，神必将平安的话回答法老。
And it will be an answer of peace.
那将是一个平安的回答。
So I just want to share with you one of my highlights from the book of Genesis.
所以我想跟你分享我在创世纪画下来的重点。
And he's full of me and all about how I was treated. He's full of himself.
在两年以前，他心里充满了我，我怎样被人对待。
It seems to be a time when he could be rescued.
当时好像是一个他要得解救的时机。
But the first verse in chapter 41 says, at the end of 2 full years. I like that word, full years.
但41章第一节说过了整整两年。我很喜欢这句描述，他说整整两年。
And the first thing we hear from Joseph, it's not in me.
我们第一次听到约瑟说话，他的话不再是关乎自己。
It reminds me what the Lord Jesus said in the book of John. He said, the works are not mine, they're my Father's.
这是我想到主耶稣在约翰福音里所说的。他说，我所做的工不是我做的，乃是父做的。
He was pointing all the attention to his Father.
他把所有的注意力都转向父。
And God puts each one of us through those same lessons.
神也把我们每一个人带到这样的功课里。
He wants to do the work in us and through us.
他渴望在我们里面工作，也透过我们做工。
Recently, Pastor Ruth had a vision 2 years ago about being a help in Malaysia.
郭牧师有一个意向，在两年前他就得到这样的意向，要到马来西亚宣教。
But she kept giving it to the Lord until this year the Lord had his time.
但她一直地把这个意向交在神的手中，直到今年这件事成就了。
And Pastor Hong Leon was already there, ready to serve.
凤莲牧师已经在那里等着，准备好了要来服侍。
And Pastor Lin got the light to have a few days with them.
林牧师也得到亮光，要花几天时间跟他们在一起。
It's so wonderful to trust God to work out His will in His time.
何等的奇妙，我们如果能够信靠神，在他的时间里成就他的旨意。
That's a lesson for all of us.
这是对我们每一个人的功课。
That God is in control.
神在掌权。
Sometimes we don't understand His leadings, but He is working everything together for our good.
有的时候我们没有办法了解他的带领，但他在使万事互相效力，使我们得益处。
And it's for His glory.
他是为着他自己的荣耀。
We may come to trust Him more.
我们可以来更多的信靠他。
I realize that it's not in us.
我们知道这不在乎我们。
But we need Him every hour.
我们每时刻都需要他。
And that's why He sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide and our leader.
那就是为什么他差遣下圣灵，成为我们的引导，成为我们的领袖。
When Jesus rose from the dead, that's what he told his disciples. Wait for the promise of the Father.
当主耶稣从死里复活以后，他告诉门徒们要等候父所应许的。
They had to wait 10 days.
他们必须要等候十天。
But oh, when the power of the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them, they had the strength to do the will of God.
Oh, 当圣灵在他的能力里降临在门徒们的身上，他们就得到大能来行神的旨意。
They were filled with courage that came from God Himself.
他们充满了从神而来的胆量。
They had many trials. Before we know it, in the book of Acts, James is having his head cut off.
他们经历了很多的试炼，在《使徒行传》里，我们看到雅各被砍头。
And Stephen is being stoned.
斯提凡被石头打死。
But nothing kept them from doing God's will.
但没有什么能拦阻他们行神的旨意。
Because they depended on that same spirit that possessed our Lord Jesus.
因为他们所依靠的是占有了主耶稣基督的同一位灵。
Oh, when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, God poured out his spirit without measure on him.
Oh, 当主耶稣在约旦河受洗的时候，神把圣灵没有限量地浇灌在他身上。
And as we read the Gospel of John, we find out that Jesus was very dependent on his Father.
当我们读约翰福音，我们发现主耶稣何等的依赖他的父神。
Of all the Gospels, John had a purpose of proclaiming Jesus is the Son of God.
在四本福音书里，约翰在约翰福音定义地把耶稣指出他是神的儿子。
All power has been given to him.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他了。
And because our Lord Jesus was willing to go to the cross to cleanse us of all sin.
因为我们的主耶稣甘愿上十字架洗净我们的罪。
And as the disciples, the 120, were willing to wait for the promise.
所以120个门徒，他们愿意来等候神的应许。
They didn't know if it'd be 2 years or 10 days.
他们并不知道需要等候2年还是10天。
But that day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit that was poured out upon them.
但在五旬节那一天，圣灵就降下，浇灌在他们身上。
And they began to live a life that was not their own.
他们就开始过一个不再是自己的生命。
Was completely surrendered to the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们完全的降服于圣灵的大能。
So we have a new assignment for this month.I feel we should read the book of John.
所以在这个月我们有一个新的作业，我觉得我们可以来读约翰福音。
It's not 50 chapters, it's only 21.
这次不是五十章，这次只有二十一章。
And the message that we're looking for, John is declaring Jesus is the Son of God.
这里我们所看到的信息是，约翰在宣告耶稣是神的儿子。
He has spoken seven different times when Jesus said, I am.
他七次宣称主耶稣自己说我是。
As you read through, look for those declarations when Jesus told us who he was.
当你读约翰福音，你来寻找主耶稣七次自己宣称说我是。
You might want to underline him in the scripture.
也许你要在经文上画下线。
The very first one we find in John chapter 6 verse 35.
我们发现的第一个地方主耶稣提到我是，是在约翰福音第六章三十五节。
Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
He that comes to me shall never hunger.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
He that believes on me shall never thirst.
信我的永远不渴。
There are so many people that are hungry in this world.
在这个世上有很多人非常的饥渴。
Even if they have houses and lands and a lot of money, they have a deep hunger.
虽然他们拥有很多钱，很多房产，但是他们有一个很深的饥渴。
And they try to satisfy it with getting more and doing more.
他们竭力地满足自己，借着做更多的事，拥有更多的东西。
They're thirsty for achievement and acceptance.
他们饥渴地要得到别人的认可和他们自己的成就。
But the answer is in Jesus.
但答案在耶稣里。
He promises, as we eat of him, we will be receiving life from him.
他应许我们，我们若到他这里来，我们就会领受他的生命。
He satisfies our hunger.
他满足我们的饥渴。
And he quenches our thirst.
他止我们的渴。
We heard about it on Saturday in our, by Pastor Lynn, that he satisfies us.
在周六的生命交流会，我们听到林牧师分享主耶稣怎样的满足我们。
In his presence is fullness of joy.
在他的面前有满足的喜乐。
I can say that's my greatest blessing. When we gather together, he promises he's in our midst.
我可以说这是我最大的祝福。当我们聚集在一起，他就应许我们，他就在我们中间。
Oh, how wonderful to recognize him in the midst.
Oh, 何等的奇妙，我们可以认出他就在我们中间。
The next I am Jesus mentions is John 8:12.
下一个主耶稣提到我是，是在约翰福音第八章十二节。
Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world.
第八章十二节，耶稣对众人说，我是世界的光。
He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Right now we're in winter season in Ohio.And we had many dark days.
我们现在在俄亥俄州是冬季，我们经常天非常黑。
We have snow on the ground and it's cold.
天气很寒冷，地上有雪。
But once in a while the sun comes out and what joy it brings to everybody.
哦，但是当光进来，光照进来，大家是何等的喜乐。
That's the way it is when we get alone with Jesus and his light shines upon us. It gives us joy.
那也是当我们单独与耶稣同在的时候，他的光照进我们里面，带给我们何等的喜乐。
There's darkness covers the whole earth.
因为黑暗遮盖大地。
Isaiah tells us it's gross darkness.
以赛亚书六十章告诉我们，幽暗遮盖万民。
But the promise comes that the Lord shall be a light. He will bring light to us.
但他的应许来到，他说耶和华要做我们的光。
He is the very light of the world.
他自己就是世界的光。
And we don't have to walk in darkness.
我们不需要走在黑暗里。
I've told you before, my husband is quite an evangelist. If we go out to a restaurant, he asks the waitress, Do you know the Lord Jesus?
我曾经告诉你们，我的先生是我们家的宣教士。每次他去餐馆吃饭的时候，他就会问女服务员，你认识耶稣吗？
And when he does, the girl's face often just bursts into joy.
当他这样问的时候，那个女孩的脸上就充满了笑容。
He said, we thought so because you're full of light.
然后我先生说，我们猜也是，因为你脸上充满了光。
If we have Jesus within, His light shines out of us.
因为如果耶稣在我们的里面，他的光就从我们的里面照出来。
If we walk in His presence, His light is surrounding us.
如果我们行走在他的同在里，他的光就四围环绕着我们。
And so, let's go on to the next one. John chapter 10, verse 7.
我们来到下一个，约翰福音第十章第七节。
Then Jesus said to them again, Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
He not only knocks at the door of our heart, but he's the very door himself.
他不单在我们的心门外叩门，他自己就是那门。
If we want to enter in to the kingdom of God, we have to go through the door.
如果我们要进入神的国度，我们必须经过这门。
Sometimes people try to go in another way.
有的时候人们尝试用别的道路进入。
They think if they do a lot of good works or they do charitable deeds, they'll enter the kingdom.
他们以为他们做很多的好事善事，他们就能进入神的国度。
But our Jesus is telling us, I'm the door.
但我们的耶稣告诉我们，我就是门。
I'm the way you enter into God's presence.
我就是你进入神同在的道路。
He's everything. He's everything.
他就是一切。
Also in John 10 verse 11 and 14, we read him saying, I am the good shepherd.
在十章十一节和十四节我们也读到，他说我是好牧人。
The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
I'm the good shepherd, I know my sheep and am known by my own.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
We're all his sheep, every one of us.
我们每一位都是他的羊。
He is the shepherd.
他是我们的牧者。
He's a good shepherd.
他是好牧人。
And here again, he's giving life to the sheep.
这里又一次，他要把他的命给羊。
He gives his very life to us.
他把他自己的生命赐给我们。
And isn't it wonderful he knows us by our name?
这是何等的美好，他认识我们每一个人的名字。
He said, I know my sheep.
他说我认识我的羊。
And they know me.
他们也认识我。
Oh, it's so wonderful to have a shepherd to lead us.
哦，何等的美好，我们有这个好牧者来带领我们。
We always need him to direct our path.
我们一直需要他来带领我们的道路。
I'll tell you, in becoming familiar with our teachers, I find them always seeking Jesus to lead them.
我想告诉你们，当我越来越跟老师们熟悉以后，我发现他们都一直在寻求耶稣带领他们的道路。
All of us are his sheep.
我们所有人都是他的羊。
It gives him glory when we don't know what to do or how to do it.
当我们不知道该怎么做，不知道该做什么的时候，这带给他荣耀。
We humble ourselves before him and say, Oh Jesus, you lead.
我们就谦卑在他的面前说，哦，主耶稣，你来带领。
You give us your life to do your will.
你赐给我们你的生命来行你的旨意。
He answers our prayer.
他会答应我们的祷告。
The next chapter is John 11:25.
下一章，十一章第二十五节。
Jesus said to her, that was Martha. He told her, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣对马大说，复活在我，生命也在我。
He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。
Whoever lives,And believes in me shall never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Oh, praise his name. He is the life.
哦，赞美他的名，他就是生命。
The only way he can be our life is that we partake of his spirit.
他能够成为我们的生命的唯一方式是让我们来领受他自己的生命。
He desires to indwell us by his spirit.
他渴望借着他的灵住在我们的里面。
That's why Pastor Chow wanted us to learn how to wait in his presence.
那就是为什么周牧师让我们学习怎样在他的同在里等候他。
That's the very command he gave to the disciples.
那就是他赐给门徒们的命令。
Wait for the promise of the Father.
要等候父所应许的。
He told about that promise in Ezekiel. I'll put my spirit in you.
他在以西结书就提到这个应许，我要把我的灵放在你们的里面。
And you will live and be strengthened to do my will by my own spirit within you.
借着我自己的灵在你们里面来坚固你们，使你们能够行我的旨意。
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, 荣耀归给神。Hallelujah.
John 14, verse 6, you know by heart, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
你们都记得约翰福音14章第6节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
When we don't know the way, he gives us the way.
如果我们不知道该走哪条路，他指示我们这道路。
A couple of years ago, I was at Pilgrim Camp, and I became better acquainted with Pastor Ruth Guo.
几年前在纽约的营地，我更加熟悉了我们的郭牧师。
And She wanted to speak to one of the ministers about the vision the Lord had put in her heart.
她想要跟营地的一些牧者来分享神赐给她心里的意象。
And she shared it with me afterward.
后来她也跟我分享了。
The minister said, wait.
我们的牧者说要等候。
Wait for God to work it out.
等候神来使他成就。
That was the same word he gave to the disciples. Wait in my presence. Wait on me.
这也是主耶稣赐给门徒的同样的话，他说你们要等候父的应许。
And she took that word to heart.
他就把这句话接受在心里。
And waited in faith that he would do his will.
带着信心等候，相信神会行他自己的旨意。
God not only has a plan and a will,He also has the right timing.
神不单有他自己的计划和旨意，他也有他自己的时间。
So I was remembering, oh, he said that to her and how she obeyed.
所以我记得当时牧者怎样的跟他交通这件事，而郭牧师怎样的顺服了。
God knows how to work things out his way.
神知道怎样照他自己的方式成就他的计划。
And his word is true, he is the way.
他的话是真实的，他就是道路。
And Jesus declares, I am the truth.
主耶稣也宣称说，我是真理。
Oh, people are searching for what is true and whatever is false.
哦，人们一直在寻找什么是真的，什么是假的。
Even Pilate said to Jesus, "What is truth?"
就连比拉多也问主耶稣说，真理是什么。
It's a question on hearts all over the world.
这是整个世界人心里的问题。
Which preacher should we hear? Which class should we attend?
我们应当听哪个人的讲道呢？我们应当参加哪一堂聚会呢？
We're thirsty for knowledge.
我们饥渴的要得着更多的知识。
Some people will pay great expense to go to universities.
有的人愿意花很多的钱来上大学。
They're looking for truth. What is real? What is true?
他们在寻求真理，到底什么是真的，什么是假的。
Jesus declares it, I am truth.
但主耶稣宣称说，我就是真理。
When we begin to seek him, he shows us things that are true.
当我们开始寻求他，他就向我们显示什么是真实的。
One of the things he showedTo Sister Martha was the truth about myself.
神向玛莎姐妹所显示的真实之一，就是关于我自己生命的真相。
My mother told me she dedicated me to the Lord when I was 3 weeks old.
我母亲告诉我，当我三周大的时候，她就把我奉献给神了。
And when I was 6 or 7,She had me kneel by my bed and ask Jesus into my heart.
当我六七岁的时候，他让我跪在床边，请求耶稣进入我的心里，做我的救主。
And after high school at 18, the faith homes in Zion accepted me as a student.
当我高中毕业以后，十八岁的时候，西安城的信心家庭就接纳我作为他们的学员。
I rememberAt graduation from high school, I thought, I'm going to be a missionary.
我记得高中毕业以后，我说我要成为一名宣教士。
Because everybody was going off to college or university or...
因为别人都在去上大学。
I thought, I'm going to a faith home. Maybe the Lord will send me to India.
我说我要去信心家庭受训练，也许神会差派我到印度去做宣教士。
But Jesus began to reveal the truth to me.
但主耶稣开始向我显示真相。
And it was possibly 40 years later when Pastor Chow spoke to me about joining him in the ministry.
大概40年以后，周牧师开始让我参加他的 JMI 的事工。
And during those years,From one faith home to another, I realized the truth about myself.
在这些年间，我参加过不同的信心家庭，在这个过程里，神让我意识到我生命的真相。
You remember when Isaiah saw the Lord, he began to see himself.
你记得当以赛亚看见神的时候，他开始看见自己的本相。
When we draw near to the Lord Jesus in that bright light of his presence, it exposes the truth about the self-light.
当我们在神荣耀同在的大光里靠近神的时候，他就铺露了我们自己生命的本相。
When I began to see myself as I really was,
当我开始看见自己真实的情形，
I said, Lord Jesus, do you still want me?
我说主耶稣你还要我吗？
And he gave me a quick answer. He said, more than ever.
他速速地回答我说比以往更加要你。
He wants to pick us up and make us what he wants us to be.
他要把我们抱起来，把我们制造成他要我们的样式。
He wants us to know that the truth.Of our nothingness.
他要我们认识我们一无所有的真相。
And I have been blessed with the ministry of our teachers at JMI that they encourage us to empty ourselves.
我一直被 JMI 的老师们的服事所祝福，他们鼓励我们要倒空自己。
Come into his presence and let him reveal. It's not the other person that's at fault, it's you.
当我们来到他的同在里，让他向我们显示，不是别人的错，是我们自己的错。
God is working to change me.
神做工在改变我。
He wants to set us free from the world and the flesh and the devil.
他要释放我们脱离世界、肉体和仇敌的工作。
We are often bound from with certain parts of our nature that are not easy to see.
我们常常被我们本性中的一些缺陷所捆绑，我们自己很难看清楚。
And when we come into trouble, it's so easy to blame the other person.
当我们进入一个麻烦，我们很容易去怪罪别人。
Oh, but God puts us together that he may shine his light upon us.
Oh, 但是神把我们放在一起，好让他自己的大光来光照我们。
And we come to find out the truth. It's me, oh Lord, it's me needing prayer.
当我们看到这个真相，我们说，哦，主，是我，是我需要别人来祷告。
That's because Jesus is revealing himself to you.As the truth.
那是因为耶稣在向你显示他是真理，他是真实。
Oh, when God shines that light on us, we lose all conceit about ourselves.
Oh, 当神把这样的大光照在我们的身上，我们就失去了一切的自高自大。
But he also declares he's the life.
但他也同时宣告他就是生命。
He wants to be the life in us that is lived out of us.
他渴望成为我们里面的生命，并且从我们里面活出来。
And we come down low at his feet.
我们就低伏在他的脚前。
And we want to come down lower every day.
我们渴望每一天更低地伏在他的脚前。
The Apostle Paul did that. He said, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
使徒保罗就这样做了。他说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Yes, Christ came to live within you when you gave yourself to him.
是的，当你把自己奉献给他的时候，基督就来活在你的里面。
There's always more area that he wants to possess.
但是总是有更多的领土他渴望来占领。
He wants to have more control.
他渴望得到更多的掌权。
Over our attitudes and our reactions.
他渴望掌管我们的态度，我们的反应。
That's why it's so important to spend every day in his presence.
那就是为什么每一天花时间来等候他是多么的重要。
And we cry out, Oh, change me, Jesus, change me.
我们就呼喊主耶稣，求你来改变我，改变我。
And we come to sing like Alice still. Oh, the wonder of him. He's so wonderful.
我们就像圣秋姐妹一样唱这首歌。哦，他何等的奇妙，神儿子何等的奇妙。
Jesus said, To whom much is forgiven, the same loveth much.
主耶稣说，得赦免的多，他的爱也多。
No one is a hopeless case.
我们没有人是没有盼望的。
Not if we're willing to come down before Jesus.
只要我们愿意伏在耶稣的脚前。
And say, Oh Jesus, you become my life.
对他说，哦，主耶稣，你来做我的生命。
You take over, you have your way.
你来接管，按你自己的方式行。
And the last record John gives us is in chapter 15, verse 1.
最后一个宣称，主耶稣在约翰福音十五章说。
Jesus shows us how we can be united to him. I am the true vine.
主耶稣向我们显示我们怎样可以连结于他。他说我是真葡萄树。
Every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, God takes away.
凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去。
And even the branches that bear fruit, he prunes it.
而就连结果子的枝子他也要修理干净。
That it may bear more fruit.
好让枝子结果子更多。
Oh, that's what happens. That's part of your own waiting in his presence.
这就是当你等候在他面前的时候所发生的事。
He's uniting us to himself.
他在使我们与他自己连接。
He's the vine, we're the branch.
他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
We need to stay connected to him.
我们需要一直保持与他的连结。
And if we slip out and do our own thing, he's always willing to draw us back to himself.
如果我们滑出去了做自己的事情，他总是愿意把我们再次吸引回到他自己里面。
He wants us to abide in him, and he will abide in us.
他渴望我们住在他的里面，他也住在我们的里面。
As we found out that we can't bear fruit without abiding in the vine.
因为我们发现，若不是住在葡萄树上，我们自己没有办法结果子。
People often think of that fruit as winning souls to God.
人们常常以为这果子就是为神来赢得灵魂。
But I believe it has to do with the fruit of the Spirit.
但我相信这是圣灵的果子。
You know the list in Galatians 5.
你知道加拉太书第五章所描述的圣灵的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith.
圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
We'll bear that fruit when we're criticized or somebody makes fun of us. We must bear that fruit.
当别人批评我们、嘲笑我们的时候，我们必须结出这样的圣灵的果子。
Stephen, as he was being martyred, he bore that fruit of forgiveness.
当斯蒂凡被石头打死，他结出了饶恕的果子。
He was so united to the vine that he could say what Jesus said. Father, forgive them.
他是这样的连接于葡萄树，以至于他可以说主耶稣所说的话，父啊，赦免他们。
Lord Jesus, you are so wonderful.
哦，主耶稣，你是这样的奇妙。
You are the great I am.
你是那伟大的我是。
That's such a sacred name among the Hebrews. God called himself. The I am to Moses.
在希伯来人中，这是一个非常神圣的名字。神对他们说，他称他自己是自由拥有的。
And John, the apostle, took note of how often Jesus said, I am.
使徒约翰也注意到主耶稣自己多少次宣称他说我是。
I am bread for you, I am light for you.
我是你们生命的粮，我是你们生命的光。
On the resurrection,
我是复活。
I'm the way, the truth, the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
And I'm this vine that I want you to be connected to me.
我是葡萄树，我要你连接于我。
Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to be more united to you.
哦，主耶稣，我们渴望更多的连接于你。
Help us not to speak our own words.
帮助我们不要说自己的话。
Help us not to think our own thoughts.
不要让我们想自己的思想。
But to be closely connected to you.
而是紧紧的连接于你。
And be careful what we say to one another.
我们小心彼此所说的话。
How we treat one another.
小心我们彼此怎样的对待。
And how we react to one another.
我们彼此怎样的反应。
Make a change, Lord.
主啊，求你来做改变。
As we mark a new calendar year, help us, Lord, to look to you for fresh anointing.
当我们开始新的一年，主帮助我们来仰望你，求你赐下新鲜的膏抹。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the Gospel of John, He not only gives us these seven names of Jesus, but He also lists seven miracles.
在约翰福音里不但给我们主耶稣的七个我是，而且他也告诉我们他所行的七个神迹。
You know, you'll recognize some of them. John chapter 2, right away, Jesus turns water into wine.
我知道你们都熟悉这些神迹，就在第二章，主耶稣使水变成了酒。
And because his disciples saw that, the scripture says they believed him.
圣经说，因为他的门徒们看见了这神迹，他们就信他了。
That was his first miracle.
这是他所行的头一件神迹。
In John 4, he heals the nobleman's son, and that He was far away from the boy. When he asked at home, when was he healed? It was the very hour that Jesus said he was healed.
在第四章，主耶稣治好了大臣的儿子。当时他不在那里，大臣的仆人告诉他，就在他说话的时候，大臣的儿子就被治好了。
That's a miraculous way that somebody prays for somebody here. And far away, at the same time, they're healed.
这是一件神迹奇事。当时主耶稣在远方，他说话的时候，大臣的儿子就被治好了。
Next chapter, John 5, there was the healing of the man at the pool. He had been infirm all those years. Somebody always beat him to the water.
第五章，有一个躺在池子旁边的人，38年。当他想下到水里得祝福的时候，总是有别人比他先下去。
Jesus healed him on the spot.
但主耶稣就在那里治好了他。
And we go to the next chapter, John 6. There's the feeding of the 5,000. Now who can feed 5,000?
第六章，主耶稣让5,000人吃饱。谁能让5,000人吃饱呢？
We've been considering 10 students that need to be fed in Malaysia.
我们知道在马来西亚有10个学员要吃饱。
It suddenly came to me, they have 3 meals a day.
我忽然想到他每天要吃三顿饭，十个人。
Oh my God. If God can feed 5,000, he can feed 10 or 12.
如果神可以让5000人吃饱，他当然可以让十个人吃饱。
Also in that same chapter 6, Jesus comes walking on the water, and immediately the storm stops.
同样的，在第六章，主耶稣在水面上行走，忽然风浪就停止了。
He has power over the elements of weather.
他能够掌管天气、自然界。
He defies gravity. He's walking on top of the water.
他在水面上行走，他能够胜过重力。
And in John 9, he heals the man.It was not just blind, he was born blind.
在第九章他医治了生来瞎眼的人。
He had been blind all his life.
这个人生来就是瞎眼的，他一生都是瞎眼的。
But nothing is too hard for Jesus.
对耶稣来说，没有什么事是太难的。
And the seventh miracle that John points out is in chapter 11.When he raised Lazarus from the dead.
在第十一章是主耶稣所行的第七个神迹，他使拉撒路从死里复活。
So as you will study the Gospel of John, you will see he has one aim.
所以当你研读约翰福音的时候，你会看到他有一个目的。
He wants us to recognize Jesus is God among them.
他要我们认出耶稣就是他们中间的神。
All power in heaven and earth has been given unto him.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他了。
He was not only, as he called himself, the Son of Man, he was the Son of God.
他不但是他所自称的人子，而且他就是神的儿子。
And he's alive forevermore.
并且他要活到永永远远。
As the days near his coming, he wants to prove himself as God to us.
在他再来的日子临近的时候，他渴望向我们证实他就是我们的神。
He wants to work among us in his all-powerful way.
他渴望在我们的中间照着他的大能来工作。
He's the door into all of the blessings of the Godhead.
他是我们进入父神一切祝福的门。
He's the way that we need to go.
他是我们所要走的道路。
He's the truth that we want to know.
他是我们渴望认识的真理。
He is all and in all.
他是一切又在一切之内。
He wants to reveal himself to us.
他渴望把他自己启示给我们。
These dear students in Asia are listening and learning.
这些亚洲的亲爱的学员们在聆听，在学习。
They're being filled with His Spirit.
他们在被他的灵充满。
And when they return to where they live, they'll be changed.
当他们回到自己所在的地方的时候，他们就得改变了。
God never works aimlessly.
神从来不会无目的的工作。
He has a purpose in bringing us all together.
他把我们带在一起有他自己的目的。
Each of you students that are with us, he's working in you.
你们每一位学员与我们同在的，他对你有一个目的，他正在你里面工作。
Yes, you have 5 teachers, but you had very precious Pastor and Sister Nancy among you.
是的，你们有五位老师，你们也有周牧师和周师母。
But Jesus took them home.
但主耶稣把周牧师和师母带到天家了。
And any one of us, he could take us home.
他也可以带我们任何一位老师回天家。
That's why we're so eager, each of the five teachers, for you to get to know him.
那就是为什么我们五位老师都何等迫切地盼望你们能够认识他。
Find him for yourself.
自己亲自地找到他。
He is the Word, like we've heard before. Jesus is the Word, made flesh and dwelling among us.
就像我们前面说过的，他就是道，他就是道成肉身，住在我们的中间。
That's why I want to give you the assignment. Read slowly through the book of John this next month.
所以我想在下个月给你们这个作业，慢慢地读约翰福音这本书。
Get to know him.
来认识他。
Get to find out who he is.
寻求认识他是谁。
Read the miracles that he performed.
读他所行过的神迹。
And his promise that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
还有他的应许，昨日、今日直到永远，他都是一样的。
There may be dark days ahead of us. We need to have the word hid in our heart.
也许我们前面有黑暗的日子，我们需要把他的话藏在我们的心里。
The devil has tried through centuries to destroy the word of God.
历史历代以来，仇敌一直尝试着要毁灭神的话语。
And where it wasn't destroyed, it was forbidden.
他被藏起来。
Many homes have four or five Bibles in a bookshelf or by their bedside.
我们今天每一个家庭里都有很多本圣经，有的是在床边，有的是在柜子上。
But there are so many distractions in these modern days.
但在现代的社会里，有很多的事情让你分心。
And it's the effort of the enemy.To keep you out of the Word of God.
仇敌竭力地让你不来读神的话语。
Read it to find Jesus.
要来读他的话，来寻见耶稣。
Read the Word to hear what he's saying to you personally.
读他的话，来听到他个人对你所说的话。
Don't read it just to preach a sermon.
不要读神的话，就是为了讲道。
Let it be that personal love letter between your bridegroom and you, his bride.
让它成为新郎和你新妇之间那爱的情书。
And that word will keep you from all evil.
它的话会保守你远离一切的邪恶。
It will be a lamp to your feet, a light to your path.
它要成为你脚前的灯，路上的光。
It's a revelation of Jesus himself.
这是关于耶稣基督他自己的启示。
So I encourage you to read it. That's your assignment.
所以我鼓励你来读它，这是你的作业。
I appreciate your reading through Genesis. I couldn't do it in that two-week period. I'm such a slow reader.But I did finish it, even though it was near the end of the month.
我非常感谢你们读了《创世纪》这本书。我自己没有办法完成，因为我读得很慢。但是在最后我读完了。
There was only half the verses in this book, so I think we'll all finish by next class.
而我们《约翰福音》只有21章，所以我相信在下个月的同工会之前，我们都可以读完。
And you're welcome to share with your coordinators what Jesus says to you.
也欢迎你们跟同工们分享主耶稣对你所说的话。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well,、
Hallelujah.
We just have a few minutes. Let's ask the teachers to pray for us.
我们请老师们为我们祷告。
Hallelujah. Well, maybe the ladies will go first and Pastor Lynn can conclude, okay?
Okay.
我们会请林牧师最后做结束祷告。
Hallelujah. 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 赞美耶稣。 主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，赞美你。主啊，我们感谢你，我们感谢今天的话语。主啊，让我们能够真正的知道你的心意。哦，你在约翰福音里头，你就是要让我们看见，你就是神的儿子，你是跟神一样。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，因为得着你就得到一切。谢谢你透过今天马萨牧师所分享的七个我是和七个神迹，主啊，我们深深的在这个福音里头，约翰福音里面看见，谢谢你自己的彰显，谢谢你自己的带领。主啊，我们祷告，我们线上的每一位家人们、同工们，都真正的认识你，真正的看见，认识你是一位又真又活的神，不是知识上的神，不是理论上的神，是真实的住在你的里面，真实的经历你，拥有你就拥有一切。主啊，充满我们，感谢你，我们真的感谢耶稣，感谢耶稣，我们有了耶稣，我们什么都有了。哦，赞美耶稣，我们感恩感谢，求你恩待所有的同工们，让每一位同工们真实的住在主耶稣里面，能够跟主耶稣合而为一，经历主耶稣自己的大能，自己的能力，天天看见主。主啊，我们感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们
阿们。赞美你，当2024年的第一个礼拜，我们有很多新的同学进来，谢谢你给我们最宝贵的话语，就是来到地上道成肉身的这位主耶稣，当我们聚会的时候就在我们当中，而且他要以圣灵的形式住在我们里面，把他的生命给我们，天天可以来引领我们。主啊，你在约翰福音里边的七个事，但是我们始终最宝贝的是耶稣，就是神的儿子，他自己就是神，这位神来住在我们的心中，他可以用各种的方法带领我们进入到神里边，只要我们自己愿意花时间来要他，来与他连结，来住在他里面，他就会多而又多的把他的生命赐给我们，主要让我们不断的改变，不断的改变，能够恢复成神创造我们的时候所有的那个神的形象。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，你又给我们知道你是大能的，你是全能的，任何人没办法做的事你都可以做。主啊，即使我们对任何问题失去信心，甚至我们对自己对我们的家人也失去信心，但是只要我们抬头仰望你，就知道你能改变我，你能改变我的家人。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，这就是我们最大的盼望。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们相信只要我们花一点时间来给你，我们就会改变，我们来了，我们去了就不一样。谢谢主。主啊，谢谢你今天给我们这么宝贵的信息，谢谢主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。
主耶稣，我们要谢谢赞美主啊，我们从今天的信息，让我们用七个不同的来认识主，你就是一切的一切，就是所是的那一位，是一切我们所信所仰望所追求所渴慕的那一位。主啊，在这一个时节的当中，特别周一班有新学员 主，我们一直以来，我们不求什么，不求神迹，不求这个恩赐，不求什么功劳，但我们只求主啊，我们的心关锁在主你的里面，让我们全然的将我们生命的意向大大的被主你自己来充充足足的来充满我们。主啊，因为我们很深的体会，有了耶稣，有了主，我们还缺什么呢？谢谢主耶稣，你要关锁我们，保守我们这一些周一班的每一位，让我们不在这世界的潮流的当中流失在那造浪者的里面，让我们一直在主你是我们一切的一切的里面。谢谢主耶稣，谢谢主今天这一个这么美的信息，让我们存放在心里面，深深的记在心里面，并且用我们的生命一直追求追求再追求，直到见主面的那一天。谢谢主耶稣，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you very much. Jesus is with us. Lord, we commit each student into your hand.
主，谢谢你与我们同在，我们把每一位学员交在你的手中。
Until we meet in your presence again.
直到我们下次在你的同在里再相聚。
Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you. 爱你们。